Top stories. On-prem, AMD's Threadripper Halo is a local AI workstation for researchers with deep pockets. AI workstation promises to put up to 576 GB of HBM3E and 16 TBS of memory bandwidth on your desk. AI and ML. Hugging Face is too important to fall into NVIDIA's hands. $12.9 billion deal will inevitably cement NVIDIA's market dominance and harm competition in the process. Regulators should take note. AI and ML. Zucks Muse to spark joy with open weights release soon. While you wait, Meta says it's taught the model to stop wasting tokens and ask for help a bit more often. AI and ML. With Gemini 3.8 flash, Google reminds everyone it's still in the race. AI model scores well, runs fast, and doesn't cost too much yet. Security. AI agents carried out every step of this ransomware attack, then left the victim an 80-page security audit, adding insult to injury. InfoSec. Security. Russians are posing as signal support to launch phishing attacks. Plus, US takes down Iranian propaganda sites, marketing company asks, why do we have your information? And more. Security. Microsoft patches failed to fix on-prem SharePoint, which is now under zero-day attack. Plus, China upgrades smartphone surveillance tools, Ring eases anti-snooping stance, and more. Black Hat and DEF CON. DEF CON Franklin Project enlists hackers to harden critical infrastructure. Voting Village reports have been so successful, says Jeff Moss, that the whole of DEF CON will now be included. Security. EQT buys majority share in Swiss cybersecurity Biz Acronis. When at equivalent of 3.5B plus valuation for entire firm, though portions sold not specified. Malware month. 10 years since the first corp ransomware, Mikko Hyppönen sees no end in sight. On the plus side, InfoSec's a good bet for a long, stable career. FOSS. Feel peak Windows was 7, you might like Qmin or Linux. Debian and Xfce, solid, sensible choices, with a pretty skin. Canonical shuttering some of its legacy, chat channels. The Ubuntu pastebin went in June, IRC gets demoted next. Audacity audio editing app no longer looks like it's from the early 2000s. The FOSS tool for audio editing has a fresh coat of paint and new features to boot. Haiku OS rises, beta 6 sales open web virtual wins fly fast. A real alternative to running some kind of FOSS Unix clone. Offshoots of canceled TrueNAS core, upgrade to FreeBSD 15. Exeunt zVault stage right, enter free core and BSD NAS. Debian votes to let contributors code with AI. Disclosure optional, quality mandatory.